Rishami Shviyas Daf Hei, when the Mishnah continues with the discussion of what considered a Sada Ilon, and when you're allowed to go ahead if you have a set of three trees, Machlokas, whether it has to be in a triangle form or if it's a shape or even if it's in a line, you're allowed to go ahead. And you have until Shavuos, you're allowed to go ahead and plow the field, the entire base saw. So the Mishnah discusses here, what about other scenarios of three trees rather than three trees owned by one person? What if you have three trees belonging to three different people, but they're lined up in the same format as the Sada Shel Ilanos? You can mitzarif together considered a Sada Ilan. You can go ahead and plow the entire Beisa because of them. In other words, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Before the Mishnah, we assumed that it was owned by one person. Three trees owned by one person, that creates a Beisa. But three different individuals, maybe they don't combine to become a Beisa, to become a Sada Ilan. You can go ahead and plow even a Beisa until Shavuos. Maybe that doesn't work. It's like each one's individual. So the Mishnah's Chiddush is they know that even three people are still considered one. Fake the Mishnah, Kami Bineyim. And this already we established this Gemara yesterday. How much of a space between the trees, between the different trees, has to be in order to be able to be considered a Sadeh, Ilan? If it's three trees right next to each other, it's not a Sadeh Ilan, even if it's 20 trees next to each other. But what's the space to be considered a Sadeh Ilan? And you can plow the entire Beisa. Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Aimer, Kadeshi Yaboker Oiver Bekelov. It has to be that there's enough of a space, a gap between the different trees for a team of bakar, two oxen, together with their the kalim, the things, the yokes that's used for plowing, should be able to pass through each individual tree. That has to be able between the trees. That's the criteria in order to be able to be considered that. If it's less, if it's not that space, if it's too closely together, then the luck is it's not considered a Sadeh Shel Ilan, and you can't go ahead, you're not allowed to do anything. If the Pesach, you can't do anything anymore, and you can't plow it, you surely can't plow the whole Beisa. So it has to be that this is the shear, the space, that we consider it a din of a Sadeh Ilan that has enough space to go to plow, and the two oxen to be able to go in between the trees. Something more, but less than that, again, you can't be Chorish B'Shvilan, it's not considered Sadeh Ilan, and we have no Heter. The Gemara discusses a similar halacha. Tani Rav Chiya. What about a case in a brisa? Ilanos shel adam echad. You had trees that belonged to one person. However, the karka shel adam echad, and the land belonged to another person. Mitzdarfin. So in other words, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the three trees belong to the three different people. It's mitzdarf. But what about if the trees belong to Reuven, but the land in between them belonged to Shimon? So the question is, is that considered station limit? You count the land as part of the trees, the space for the trees. Mitzdarfin, the Mishnah Chiddush, the Gemara, the Brisa says, Mitzdarfin, a Choshen Kol Beis HaVishvilim, it can be Chorish, a Beis HaVishvilim, for each of them, it's Mitzdarf together to be considered a Sada Beis HaVishvilim. Rav says, where do we see it? From a Yosef being a Raya, Afna Tanino, Rav Chiya Rabba. We learned from Rav Chiya Rabba Mishnah that says, Shalosh Esrei, Mishnah says that the halach would be, Rav Chiya Rabba learned in the Mishnah, Shalosh Esrei, Shalosh Esrei, Shalosh Esrei, three trees belonging to three people, Mitzdarfin. You can go plow the entire field until Beit Rosh Hashanah. So you see again, the raya is that the same idea as the raya, you must start together to become together as one, and it can be considered you're able to go ahead and plow. What's difficult to understand is that the end of the Gemara ends off at Rosh Hashanah. That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says you can be starving and do until Shavuos. So where does the idea of at Rosh Hashanah come from that a person could go ahead and where do we see the idea? What's the idea of Rosh Hashanah that it comes from? It should be considered until Shavuos, or it should be considered if it doesn't work until Pesach. Where do you get until Rosh Hashanah? So the Gur Ataka takes out that Rosh Hashanah is not Gurus Rosh Hashanah and says it doesn't apply. It's a mistake, and it's really until it doesn't in halakha you go until you don't have until Rosh Hashanah. It should be only until Shavuos. That's the way to get the din Rosh Hashanah. We don't even understand. So the Shaila is Rashi Shlomo tries to explain, and he asks a kasha, and he says, Hiksha Rosh, he quotes the Rosh's kasha. Why should be? Why should the Brisa say you can do it until Rosh Hashanah? It should be different more than Yahya Shalad Me'achad. In case of three trees that belong to one person, the Mishnah already said established yesterday, you have until Shavuos. So now that it belongs to three different people, is there, therefore you want to die because you have an even more of a kula, you have until Rosh Hashanah? How is that pie? It doesn't make sense. So the Rosh Maslu wants to try to explain. It's really not a kasha. In a kusha, because in a kanami, you're right. It only happened until it's Shavuos. But we're talking about the Brisa was written after Takanas Rekamliel, who based Dino, there was Batil, the whole Isser of not being able to do anything the sixth year. Mamela, therefore, according to that, you have until Rosh Hashanah because there's no limitations. According to Gamliel, was Mavatil, the whole Isser, the whole Gezeira of the sixth year. And therefore, that would be a tefillah. According to him, you would have until Rosh Hashanah. That's the way the Rosh Mislul learns. It's also not to understand is that again it's still not to understand even in Gamliel's case. Then why does he have to tell us something like must be like a chiddush in this case? Mistarfin v'choshen ad Rosh Hashanah. It's telling you a chiddush. But if the case like the Rosh Mislul says is talking about, we're talking about after they got Gamliel's takana. That did away with the sixth year. The did away with the what we said we added in earlier beginning of the Masechta. He did away with the Shtei Parak and the two different time frames that you can't do it. So Mamela, then you have to say no Chiddush Rosh Hashanah here. But all cases would be allowed to do until there's no issue until Rosh Hashanah of the following year, until the Shemitah year. There's no problem at all. So again, the Lashon would be difficult even not the Rosh Mislulus. But quotes the Rush trying to explain this Lashon, even that would be hard to understand. So the Gra, as we mentioned before, takes out that Girsa, and that's what others learn as well. And that would at least fit into what the Brisa is a Raya that you have until, even if it's different people, the land is different people, or the trees are different people, Halakha still blives the same, that you have Mastarv together, and you can plow until Shavuos, you can plow the entire Beis Sah. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah continues. Mishnah talks about a din of a social elon. What about it's not an elon? What if it's only things that are plantings? They're seedlings, plantings that go. It's not actually the lashon of Mara Fulda is Nitios Yulados. So Kenos Kari Ilanos. Trees that are established already, older trees are called Ilanos, but a sapling, a new tree, is called Yulados. And they had so little Sarakasola Beso. You have to have 10 for a Beso. So these that we say you have to have bizarre. What if you have 10 saplings, 10 saplings, 10 atios, 10 plantings, 10 saplings that are spread out throughout an entire Beis Sah? Choshen kol Beis Sah b'shilin Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to go plow the entire Beis Sah because of them until Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. And this is the Rabbi Moshe comments, Ap Zman Beis Amikdash, but David Alokha Moshe Mizinai. It's Alokha Moshe Mizinai that you can go ahead and do this. The samplings, you can go ahead. And obviously the reason is because Lamaisa, if you don't plow the saplings need a lot of water, need a lot of cultivation when they're young before they get strong, before they get to become a tree. So mainly if you planted the 10 saplings and you did it throughout the entire Beis Sah, it's required, you need to do what you have to do. You have to plant them, you have to water them, you have to plow for them. Therefore, we allow to do that until Rosh Hashanah, until the entire year. And it's you have the entire Beis Sah. There's no limitation. If you have 10. If you don't have 10, then there's a shaila in the Rishonim. How much space do we have? How many do you need to have more to be able to do the Beis Sah? Hayah Saros, Ashura, the preface by her, if there are 10 saplings that are a straight line, or Mekafos, or in an arc form, and it says, Atar like in a shape, Atar is Mekafos, Atar like a crown, like an arc. Hey, Choshen Lan, El Tzor, you only allowed to pull them what they need, you can't do the entire Beis Sah. If they're in a circular shape like a crown, the halacha is Rosh Mislulus says well, they're surrounded by a fence. Then the halacha is you don't have the heter of the whole Beis Sah, and you only can go ahead and choshen only in that place around them what they need, only for what they need. They're just around them, which we said already in the Mishnah the other day, is for the person who's gathering together the fruit and takes care of the trees and his basket. So therefore, it's only that you only have that little area around them, and that you can't do. So therefore, like you don't have the halakha of the Beis Sah until Shavuos, you have nothing. You only can do whatever the amount that you need just for each tree, each sapling, each young tree. You can do that. That's the only thing that we allow you to do until the Tzoken, Otherwise, it looks like if you allow you to plant the whole thing, it looks like you're planting the whole. You're doing the Torah Shvius because he doesn't need the whole base. So, if we only allow you to do it only for what their needs are, only the Ketei Tzarchan, only for their needs. Up to Mishnah. Mishnah, the Gemara explains. We say the halakha is that if there are 10 saplings, the halakha is you can go ahead and you can plow the whole thing until Rosh Hashanah. So we said, when the Moshe brings down, it's a halakha Moshe Misinai. Where do we see this from? The Arava comes from halakha Moshe Misinai. The Gemara says that the halakha of Sukkis, we used to have the avoda of the Arava that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, this is halakha Moshe Misinai. This was originally comes from halakha Moshe Misinai, which is the Arava avoda, the hake from his Be'ach, the Marfulda says. The Gemara says in Sukkah, the idea is we used to surround, do our kufas around the Mizbeach with the Arava. That's halakha Moshe Misinai. The look at Abishol, not like Abishol, the Abishol, I'm Arava Devat Torah. Arav is based upon a pasuk. Yarei nochal shnayim. Says in the pasuk in Chumash, the kachdom chem yam rishon pi etzoder kapus tomorrow ba'anaf etz avos v'arei nochal. He says you should take for yourself. See the lashon of rabbim of arei nochal tells you that you have to take it number one for the guy who made him and also the lashon rabbim also for the day akavos. One is for each one. So in other words, according to Rav Yochanan, it's all Chumash Misinai. There's no pasuk to tell you to do the Akafis with the Arava. But according to Rav Shaul, it's the Lashon Rabim in the pasuk. It says the Lashon Rabim, Arvei Nachal. So one is for the Lulav, the Dalminim, and the other one is for the Mikdash, the Avod, and the Mikdash. And therefore, it's not a Chumash Misinai, but it's actually based upon a pasuk. The Gemara says that it's one halakha Moshe Misinai. Another halakha Moshe Misinai. Halakha Moshe Misinai. Arava nisuch hamayim halakha Moshe Misinai. Now Arava and because hamayim is considered halakha. That's halakha Moshe Misinai. That's also considered halakha Moshe Misinai. They used to pour the water. The avoda of the water, which I'm going to talk about in Maseches Sukkah, is considered a halakha Moshe Misinai. What's interesting is that bringing into our sugya, what's the connection to our sugya? Our sugya is that it's because I talk about Atios, and Atios will be included in this as well. They were all taught together. And we'll see the Nisuch coming up. All these considered Aluch Mish B'Sinai. And the Gemara said the Lashon of the Rash Mishalur brings down the Gemara that quotes all three, is that all put together in the Brisa that says that you have the Arava and the Nisuch HaMayim and the Lashon of HaMishnah. We have also the Lashon of the Arava. All this considered together, that Arava and our case of our Mishnah, the Tios, all considered Lokha Mishnah Misinai, Lokha Rekiva. I like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, Nisuch HaMayim Devar Torah, it's also the Pasuk. Sinai says, B'Shinai, Torah says, Lashon of the second day of Sukkot, it says, Neskehem, Lashon Rabim. B'Shishi, Neskehem, it says, Neskehem, B'Shvi, K'mish Batam. Mem, Yud, Mem, Hey, Mem, Mayim. He wants to say the extra letters, you have Mem, Yud, Mem, Mayim, which spells Mayim. If it's telling you that there's a lot of Nasa is done in the Anyam, the three extra letters in the Pasuk, this is the source. You don't have to have a but rather from the psukim, from the extra letters in the pasuk, from the extra letters in the pasuk of the mem yud mem, he refers mayim, and if we see that the drush the chiddush, the mayim remez nisach hamayim in haTorah, it's a remez nisach hamayim in haTorah that you don't have to have lachshon Moshe Sinai. You see it from the pasuk itself. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says that the says the Gemara, so this is where we see again all these things, machlokas, whether it's halakha Misinai or not, but these are the several different things which, at least according to some of the time, is considered halakha Moshe Misinai. Gemara says, now what about our din of the Tios? Nowadays, why do they plow the trees? Why do they allow you to plow for trees? If you plant the 10 trees in the Beis Sa, we allow the entire Beis Sa. Why? It was given a lock of an etios, nitnish, and bikshulakoshe, which was said if they want to plow, they can plow. So, therefore, in other words, once you're allowed to plow for the trees, if you said you're allowed to go plow for the trees, you're also allowed to go ahead and and we allow, since you're allowed to do for trees, because it's, you need to have, the trees have to get stronger, you need to, you have to plow, the one said, the, then you can, even for things, for you go ahead and you allow things to do and include all kinds of trees itself. This would be the Torah would include, that you can go ahead and allow it, as Marfulda explains. And therefore the local you can do so. So once you can say you can do so, they were telling you as well, so it's not saying the local would be that the local you go ahead, you can go ahead and say, oh, you can go ahead and plant and plow in the entire base. So, but since we allow, said because of the Natios, we allow local Moshe Sinai. So Melech, that's what it says. Therefore it says even for trees itself, we allow the same thing. So no, really, you the Torah says that you're allowed to do it. Torah says you're allowed to do it. Rabbanan don't say you're not allowed to do it. We could extend the fact the same idea. If the sugya says you're allowed to go ahead and do it, the only issue is only the Rabbanan dikisa, but the Raisa you can do so. So Melech, therefore, the same thing would apply, that we allow you to go ahead and mafa jekrosh, to extend it all, to be able to go ahead and even do the, that's what the Maimon Fulda says. If you want to do it, you can do it. But this is actually in the Pasuk, not like Moshe Sinai. It's actually coming in the Pasuk, that's where you see it from. He said, these, the Rava, Nisa Kamayim, and the Natil, and 10 deals that we just spoke about in our Mishnah, all done by the Nevi'im. They were all considered done by the Nevi'im. Now again, what's the Nevi'im Mishonim? Doesn't mean Nevi'im Mishonim, but it means Misora Nevi'im. Nevi'im refers to Akronim, Kagi Zachari Malachi. Not the Rishonim is a mistake, it's not the Nevi'im Mishonim, but rather, it's the, and that's the way it appears in Yerushalmi and in Bavli and Sukkot, it says Nevi'im Akronim, Kagi Zachari Malachi. They're the ones who said, Halakha the Imakoy, make my map holy. Moses, what's the halakha? In other words, you're making it, the Makhlaik is every opponent said that these things are Halakha Mishmi Sinai. The one question the Mar says is that Ma'u Polik. We have to say they disagree. It seems that they're saying a statement that there's somebody arguing. But is there anybody arguing with Yochanan? Does anybody say it's different? Who's the one who says differently? So the Mar says, no one says differently. But this was Dakar Loka by Moshe Rabbeinu. As we said before, these things are considered Nevi'im Akronim. And then the later Nevi'im came and were maskim, and his schema, they were maskim to the Dashrish on the original ones. You know, they agree with the opinions of the first one. So even though like we say before, these things Loka Moshe Sinai, they were forgotten. If they were forgotten, they had to be reinstated. Reinstated by Chag Yisachar Malachi. We reinstated these things which were already done before by the original Das Rishayim. Ma Polik faked the Ma Fulda. He pleased out of Yochanan. So we argued that it comes from Yochanan, but it's all comes from Sinai. I said, yeah, what happened was when I said that they went for Shakukum. We knew them, we forgot them. And then it was because Akhwainim, the later Nevi'im came and retaught them to Klai Yisrael. So Daka was, it's not a new thing, but it's something only that we was retaught. If the Klai Yisrael forgot it, it had to be retaught to Klai Yisrael. There's anything Besin gives himself Moshe Nefesh on. So for Skami, other Moshe Nefesh, Moshe Sinai, that we must die together, just like it said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Sinai, the Torah is going to be forever. Therefore, whoever goes ahead and makes an effort to do the right thing, teach the Torah, will be Zoka to make sure it doesn't get forgotten. We'll make sure it's not forgotten. The Pei Moshe explains, so whoever Kach Elabi Adam, that the just like Moshe Rabbeinu maskim, they considered this halacha Moshe Misinai, they maskim to Moshe Rabbeinu, so too over here, Yiskayim as well, that you are, that remains, that we agree, that it has been established, Moshe Misinai, that the halacha is correct. Everyone agrees to the truth that this really came from halacha Moshe Misinai. It was forgotten, but it was reinstated to be that, remember the source of the halacha. And when I reflect, where my Yisrael Dover Yakim Kem, the Torah says, "It for it." The Torah says, "Should not be from you." Dover Aim, should not be something empty. What does that mean? From Reku, if you find that it's empty, Mekem from you, then notice if you see that you don't understand, if there's a source missing, if you don't understand the basis of where it comes from, then Mekem, it's because you make a mistake, not the Torah, but you. Lama, what do you find? Why do you find it empty? Why don't you understand it? Because you didn't work on it. You didn't do. You weren't Yagi on it. You didn't do Amelus. When is it considered yours? When is it your life? When you go ahead and you struggle with it and you toil with it. That's when it's like your life depended upon it. That's when we say a person will be zocha. So therefore, Achalik is Chodim Malachi. We went ahead and worked on the Din of Torah to understand the truth of what's Halakha Mashmi Sinai. They were able to zocha to reinstate what was forgotten already from the Nevi'im and Shonim because of their work and their effort, the gear that they put in, and they found the a connection to what they saw based Halakha Mashmi Sinai. Gemara says, if so, Gemara says that they were, this is what they came and really was reestablished. Gemara says, let's understand. You people who live in Babel. When you came here, as Moshe says, you were matzliach in bringing two things that in Eretz Yisrael, you brought them here. Two things that were established in Eretz Yisrael, you were maskim to bring them here. Says the Maful to Olam, there are two things you brought with you from Babel, that we today in Eretz Yisrael will makabel them as the halacha. What were the two things? Mafshitusi the tanesa, to bow down on a fast day. You mafshitusa, you bow down. What's the bow down? Says the Marfulta. Just mosem, you do on a tiny seber b'shtakaviyah b'pshuto yidavadai. A real bowing down with your spreading of your hand and your feet. Not like the rest of you just bow down, but a complete pishu yidaim or aglayim. That was the first thing they did. You brought over from Bavel. That's what you did. That's what we do here now. Barosa Dima Deshmaya, and taking an Arava on the seventh day of Sukkis, Hosana Rabba, is another thing that you brought over from Bava. Sukta Marfulda. Hosana Arava, the Yom HaShvish HaKatsha, Tem Hosana Gia HaShvish HaRava B'Shabbos B'Shei Namam Kiyam HaKviyah. You're not sure. You weren't sure to take it if it would be Shabbos. Maybe you made a mistake in the Kviyah Sayarko. And if it's not Doka Shabbos, you can't take the Arava. The Mikla B'Shabbos, Lord Dekhala Zuzalai, come to Mizalzalai. But tells you know that your makashima domal nebishul kaku is correct in assuming a kavias over there, a meal by bnei Yisrael, and therefore it would not be doicha, and we would say therefore that it is considered part of what we reinstated, and it would take, these are the things that we said that became part of established in Bavel, and then later were established in Eretz Yisrael. Especially in Minik, this was echoed in Mikdash, and this was established in Eretz Yisrael. There was another thing as well. Even goes ahead, on a person who goes ahead and bowing down on a fast day, Mara said this was not accepted. What was the pshat? Because a person who goes ahead, a person who was even on a fast day, they didn't go ahead and do shtakavir like you said, because only just to bow down a little bit, because of the fact people were unable to. Because the idea is that they were weak and incomplete, therefore they would not do so. Says the Marfulda. A person who goes to Kavar Brius, a person who's healthy, but he needs to have a kos dam, and he becomes weak from it. So, two of you, ain't gonna shlem, it's called a kazatzibra, aftanatzibra, and a pishu. Don't do that. A little bit on the side, you don't bow down a little bit on the side. You don't have to do a full shtakavir, because it's a tightness, and it's difficult for people. You make sure you don't do a full shtakavir, says the Marafolda. They would do a little bit, just bow down a little bit. That would be sufficient. That would be sufficient. You don't do this because it's not the proper thing. So therefore, telling you the same idea is that we don't do, person needs their makvasa, bloodletting, same idea applies that was not done on the certain days. We do it, we wouldn't do it here as well. Rashi Slu explains that there was spots. We don't understand what they wouldn't do, but Lamai said they weren't makabel to do this. Again, the same thing where it was made in one day, was accepted, and then it was changed. Therefore, they did not go ahead and accept it to continue this thing, a foolish takavia, in Bavel, they did not continue to do that. The Tainus, because they were very weak from what the Tainus represented. Stop with you.